Okay, hi everybody. Welcome to my podcast. This is Dr. K. Durairaj, and I am a facial plastic surgeon here in beautiful Los Angeles, California, and I hope that you're going to learn a ton with me today. I specialize in faces, and I'm so interested in beauty and the science of vital, sexy skin at every age. So you are tuning into Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and our podcast has been super successful now. Lots of you come from my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. I hope you'll check it out. And today on the podcast, we are doing a little office chat, and I'm going to introduce our office gals. You guys are always welcome to send us your questions. We love to hear from our listeners, and I want to give you the inside scoop. So let's talk today to Nurse Val, and I have my first right-hand assistant, Emily, and I'm going to talk all about bridal beauty. So what can you do with injectables and skincare and peels to get ready leading up to your beautiful wedding? And with no further ado, let's introduce Nurse Val.
Yay, that's me.
For those of you just tuning in, so you know me, I'm a facial plastic surgeon. I do head and neck surgery. I specialize in faces. I like to say that I have 4 children, 2 dogs, 1 cat, 1 husband, cardiologist, and I'm chairman of my department of surgery. And I love to do everything all related to beauty. And I run this place with my right-hand man, Nurse Val, who's from the Navy. So tell us about your Navy history for all of our listeners.
Oh, so if you're just tuning in, I've been on a couple of her podcasts and a couple of her YouTube videos and on her Instagram. But I have been in the Navy, or I was in the Navy for 8 years. I was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia, which, if some of you guys know, as active duty or veterans, is like the armpit of the Navy. Which I think it's very beautiful during the summer and springtime, but completely depressing during the winter time. So they do have a lot of beautiful seasons out there, though. I love that. I do definitely miss that. And the sweet tea. They don't have any of that here in Southern California. I asked for sweet tea, and they're like, we have iced tea. And I was like, that's not sweet tea.
And then let's introduce our amazing assistant, Emily. And Emily's been with me the last year. Almost up on a year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And she is just awesome. So tell us about yourself, Emily.
Okay, so I'm Emily. I started working for Dr. K last July. When I first started here, she only had 40,000 Instagram followers, so we've grown a lot, and it's been really cool to help out. I'm finishing up my last year in school.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Cal Poly Pomona, and I just found out today I'm going to be graduating summa cum laude in the spring, so
excellent.
I'm really excited.
Ooh, how exciting.
I'm probably
how old are you?
I'm 21.
Is that awesome or what?
Yeah.
This office is full of girl power. That's like one of the most amazing things that I love about our office is we really don't say we can't do anything. We just say, okay, let's figure it out. So shall we talk about bridal beauty?
Sure, let's talk about that.
So Val, you've been a bride.
I have been a bride.
I've been a bride.
I have been a bridesmaid.
Emily will be a bride one day.
Emily will be
we'll
a
see.
Bride.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Stay single as long as you can. That's our advice.
It's overrated. I mean, this coming from somebody who was married, and, you know, I tell everybody when they're enlisting, don't get married. Wait till your first enlistment's over and then get married.
But it just sounds expensive.
Weddings.
It is. It's more expensive to divorce, but it's completely worth it.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
Well. Why don't you just skip the whole process altogether?
That's what I said. I was like, you get married, you have a kid, you get divorced, and then you live happily ever after.
You've lived your whole life right
just,
there.
I'm done. The Navy
so
accelerated
it wrong, is what you're saying.
I did. I got
she's
married
still with her husband
right out of med
that's
school.
A fairy tale. I mean, it happens.
It
sometimes
happens. Yeah, and he's a doctor, so we don't see each other that much. So we're still in the honeymoon phase, I guess.
I think we're still in the honeymoon phase. I have to check in with him and see.
Well, we got married in med school. We met in med school. He was Durairaj, and my maiden name was Devgan, and we were partners in the anatomy lab because he got the male corpse and I had the female, and we had to dissect him, and Everyone kept trying to push us together because we're both Indian. I was just like, I was not having anything to do with him. I thought he was super nerdy.
He told me that you were very flirtatious
and
asked him what was wrong with his face, and you were very touchy on his face. Mm.
The first day I met him, I saw this guy who had like a bulge right where his masseter muscle was on his on the edge of his jaw, and I was like, what is that? Is that a parotid tumor? I had to go check. I was like, do you know you have this lump? And I did kind of walk up to him and like, oh, you have a really prominent, I touched his cheek, and I think that was it. That was like,
oh, he was like, she loves me.
She touched my lump.
She's gonna be Mrs. Duraraj.
Yeah,
so she's into me
from this day forward. Now every time he tells that story, he's like, yeah, she really liked me, she came up and touched my cheek.
Girl, I was just checking to make sure you were okay.
I was doing community service. I thought he had like a
in
no
his head
tumor.
He was like, nope. She wants she the wants D. it. The so Duraraj. The D Duraraj.
So funny. So anyway, we were friends, just plain old friends for 2 years. And then third year, he asked me to a concert at the Hollywood Bowl. It was a Sting concert. And he took me to dinner at Matsuhisu's, which is a really romantic Japanese restaurant in the Hollywood Hills. Mm-hmm. And it was like such a perfect date. And, you know, at the end, he was being like just platonic friendly, but at the end of the concert it was cold and he put his arm around me, and then it was true love after.
Aww,
that
that's cute. You know what was super cute is that last year for your guys' anniversary he took you to a Sting concert, right?
Yeah,
it was super cute.
It was like super
that.
Cute.
It was very cute.
He says
very
Sting
thoughtful.
Is our favorite concert. If you're listening, Sting, we do love
you. I'm sure he's listening. He's probably listening right now.
Sting probably needs some filler and Botox right about now. He's very buff, but he's definitely getting a little facial atrophy and volume loss. And like, you know, when you've made it, it doesn't really matter, right?
Yes.
For guys, you can look rugged. For women, we got to keep maintaining.
There's no rugged for women. It's just right now. Tired.
We
you
don't get
tired.
To Sting rush. Yeah, right?
So how do we look better for your wedding?
Yes, back on topic, Emily.
Instead of Sting. How did that happen?
First of all, don't get married till you're about, till you finish all your education. All you women out there, get your maximum amount of education before you get married. And then, okay, so bridal beauty, let's say you're a bride. I like to do a backwards countdown. So the month before your wedding is the month that you want to do your injectables. If you're a person who's never tried injectables, don't try Botox for the first time 3 weeks before the wedding. Like, what if you don't like it? What if your brows are a little asymmetric? What if you're the one in the million person that's like really not the Botox person? So do it. Definitely try your first Botox about three or four months prior. That way you can see how you like it and you can adjust it just right for your wedding. 1 month before, let's say you love Botox, 1 month before the wedding, you're going to want to do your freshening touch-up. Mm-hmm. And any kind of immediate fillers that you want to see right away, you'll do 1 month before the wedding.
So is that, that's before the wedding. People who are getting set up, it's the same time frame for like engagement photos or save the date photos, you know, those kind of
yes.
extra things that
yeah.
I guess
people
do now.
Those things.
You know,
those photographers
so right.
are really
yeah,
good, right?
So
but
right.
I mean, brides have so much expenditures, right? So I think they have to be, unless you're like that lucky bride that marries the billionaire, you got to budget a little bit.
We've
so.
Seen those and what that looks like.
Yeah. They, you
I'm
wanna,
not hot enough to be that that bride.
Not
marry
yet.
The millionaire. No, maybe one day.
You want to be your own millionaire first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't
you
count
can
on
have
guys.
It all. You can have it all, definitely.
So I want you to do engagement type of stuff also 3 to 4 weeks prior. Like, let's say if you have engagement window of, you know, when do people do engagement pictures? Four
I
months
think
prior?
They do them, no.
Six
months
prior?
Months?
Yeah, so that's reasonable for that to be your first trial at Botox or fillers.
I don't know. I sent a text message out to people like, hey, in 3 days we're getting married. Be there.
Are you serious?
Be there or be square.
Be there or be square. Yeah.
Are you that girl that came to, like, the girls who see me 1 week prior to get their lips done? Like, I can't have any bruising, but I need to get filler today.
Oh,
my wedding's
no, definitely.
In a week.
I was like, we were just kind of hanging out one day, and I was like, hey, so... You want to? And yeah, sure. Let's go ahead. And then we were home on leave, and I was like, hey, so this weekend, guys, guess who's getting married? Be there.
Are you serious?
That's was so it a courthouse?
It like, was. So,
courthouse
yeah.
wedding? Okay.
Yeah, it was courthouse.
And
really
you found
quick.
A dress in 3 days.
Yeah.
You probably wore like sneakers with your dress back.
I was like, what's up, yo?
I think you should be required to bring your wedding pictures to put on the resource page for the podcast. Yes, and I'll bring mine. That'll be cute. We should do that. I'll bring my wedding pictures for a little blog post.
Okay. I'm pretty sure.
I was kind of chubbier.
I had a really nice bonfire with that. Sorry.
That's why you got to take photos of just you
in
case it doesn't work
out. Of the half of them.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. I don't know. It was a really nice fire, though.
Okay, how about, do you still fit in your wedding dress? We can recreate it.
I have no idea where that's at all. I've moved since then, like that. Geez, that was years ago. That was at least 10 years ago.
That's like that, purged that out happened. Of your system.
Oh, yeah.
I've moved like 7 times since then. You know how they say every 7 years you're a whole new person.
Yeah, you just like repress those memories.
Yeah. All the molecules in your body change every
exactly.
7 years, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
This is
so
the new
person
Val.
Here has never been touched by that man.
No, yeah, just there you go. All you cute, handsome Navy guys out there. I've got a good nurse for you.
Oh, no.
No more Navy? Okay, Air Force?
Okay.
Air Force?
We're moving on.
Thank you for your service, fillers. But no thanks.
So back to fillers. So okay, 1 month prior we're doing injectables.
Yes.
That's to be super fresh. The filler tends to look best at 3 weeks. Botox?
I think so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So filler, all your bruising will be gone. Any swelling will be gone. It'll look just right, hydrated and settled in if you do it about 3 weeks to 4 weeks before your wedding.
That's if you come to a really good injector.
Yes. And also, please don't get overfilled. Please don't try any experimental fillers the month before your wedding. Don't get brand new big lips. Mm. Everybody already knows who you are, and they're going to be, all eyes will be on you. So please be very subtle. And also, don't freak your husband out. Like, he's suddenly marrying a whole new woman that he doesn't know
who she is. Hold on. Are you sure I gave you that ring?
Botox looks best. It starts working at 7 days, and it's maximally effective around 10 days. And then it'll last for 3 months. So it'll take you, 3 to 4 months, well into the honeymoon. And you'll look amazing if you do it the month before. 2 months before is a great time to start doing some peels, because peels need to be you need to do some heavier peels in the beginning, and then as you get closer to the wedding you'll do lighter peels.
Yes.
So 2 to 3 months prior, 3 months prior you might do a deep peel, like a VI peel, the V peel, which takes off 3 to 4 layers of the superficial epidermis and pigments.
That one is awesome, guys, highly recommend it.
Yeah, it tightens you up, it gives you no peeling the first 2 days, third and fourth day you peel like a snake.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. And if you do a couple of those, your skin, it's like boot camp for the wedding. You'll love it. So you can do a peel a month for the 3 months prior to the wedding. And the last peel, the 1 month prior, should be just very mild, very light, just kind of like that last little Photoshop freshening.
Yeah.
How about things like Kybella? Kybella that melts the fat around the jawline. So we've had quite a few brides come in where they have like 3 months to go and they want to melt all the double chin out of their wedding pictures.
Mm.
So give yourself a little more than 3 months, because it swells.
Easily 6 months. Easily.
I think start, 4 months up to 6 months prior, because you'll want to do 2 to 3 vials each session. Mm-hmm. If you can pinch an inch of fat, you need 3 vials of Kybella. It definitely swells for a week.
Yes.
And then the next treatment would be about 4 to 6 weeks later. Mm-hmm. So that's Kybella. And then it remodels and reshapes the jowls in the lower face, the submental fullness, the double chinniness, the chubby cell phone selfie. It takes care of all that. Gives you great angles.
What about like under eye filler?
Oh, awesome question. I think under eye filler, I can very successfully do under eye filler without bruising 95% of the time. And it does look really good if you probably do that the 6 weeks prior to the wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, month number 2 on the countdown. And Emily, you wrote a blog post on bridal beauty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll link that down below.
Yeah. And what does your blog post say?
Pretty much what you are saying now.
So we have a cool timeline for you brides, because it's such a common question, and we see a bunch of makeup artists who do bridal beauty, and I think it's really important to feel and look your best the day of your wedding. All eyes are on you, and those pictures last a lifetime.
Yeah. And alternatively, like, I'm not a bride, but I'm going to be graduating in June. I'm going to be taking a lot of photos, so I'm already planning out like when I'm going to do this. like, I need to go get a peel. I need to do this. So it's kind of the same timeline.
That's awesome. I'm sensing another blog post coming.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be similar, but.
Grads and dads. Yeah. And don't forget to bring in your grooms, ladies. Cause
oh, goodness. Yeah. Why do you want to be all done up nice? And then they're like, you married who? And he's standing next to you just looking scruffy.
I mean, they sometimes feel neglected. And guys look really handsome and smooth, but still strong with a little touch of Botox.
Yes.
And poor guys, they can't wear concealer, so their under eye treatment is super important, and they really feel amazing after under eyes are treated. So if they have bags or hollowness, bring them in with you.
Yeah, there's definitely, I know that there's definitely like a stigma for guys doing them, but it honestly, guys look so much better when they get it done in comparison to people who don't, you know, and then the alternative is just look tired.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. You know, get your under eyes done, a little bit of Botox. I'm sorry, Brotox. Get some Brotox done, some under eye fillers. It's not like, I know our Instagram shows a lot of women, but we have a lot of men that come in and get it done.
That's so true. Yeah, men are hiding, but they're doing it. So
they are.
And many girls come with their moms, which I think is so cute to get mom feeling confident for the wedding.
Yeah, I want my mom to come in. Mom, come in.
Yeah, bring your moms. And we'll often do like even bridal parties. So if you want to do something with a group of girls, Emily can set that up. So there you have it. That's our bridal beauty. I think we had a good talk. What do you think?
This was fun.
Yeah.
We only got off topic once or twice. So
I only talked about sting once. So good job, team.
Good job. And we're going to see Val's pictures. Maybe I'll put up my wedding pictures for jokes.
Yeah. Let's do that one. That one's good.
I had a really traditional Indian wedding. So you get to see what that looks like.
That's the one. I remember going to having a friend who told me that they have like days. It's days of parties.
Yes. Two or three.
Maybe we had just want to convert. I want to have parties like 3 days of parties.
Well, our next big party, we can do an Indian party. That'd be fun. We'll do henna and Indian food.
Yes. Oh, that would be fun.
We could do Bollywood party.
God. Yes. Heartburn for days.
Yay. On that happy note, I just want to tell everybody thanks for tuning into our podcast. And you've been listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K and her awesome team, Nurse Val, Emily, our marketing gal. And this is Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. I hope you'll tune in next time. We're doing 5-Minute Fridays, and every Tuesday we put up a fun interview with a VIP influencer. You get to get a sneak peek into the treatment room during a live active treatment and kind of see what goes on. So tune in next time. You'll find me on my website at www.beautybydrk.com, and our Instagram is beautybydrk, and our YouTube channel is beautybydrk. So don't forget to tune in, and all the products that we talked about are available online. You're going to love my skincare. You guys are amazing, and we'll see you next time. Sayonara.
Bye.
Bye.